Okay, so get this. We're diving deep today into a study that I think is going to make you question like everything you see online.
Oh, really?
Like seriously, everything.
Wow.
Get ready to have your mind blown.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so we are looking at a brand new paper from the Reality Bending Lab at the University of Sussex.
Oh,
Reality Bending Lab, seriously.
that's a great name.
Coolest name ever.
Yeah.
It's called Too Beautiful to Be Fake. Attractive faces are less likely to be judged as artificially generated.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
The title itself. I mean, have you ever like thought that a picture online was fake because the person was really attractive?
You know what? I actually have, but I always thought that was just me being cynical.
Oh, interesting.
So, what did this study actually involve?
So the researchers showed 150 participants, 109 different photos of faces, and all the faces were real people just to keep things consistent, and they had neutral expressions.
Okay, it's pretty straightforward so far.
Yeah.
What's the twist?
Well, here's the wild part. The participants were asked to rate these faces on how attractive, beautiful, trustworthy, and familiar they seemed. And then they were told that some of the faces might be AI generated, and they had to decide which ones were real and which ones were fake.
Hold on. Did they slip in some fake faces
Nope.
to try and trick them?
That's the kicker.
Really?
All the faces were real.
Oh, wow.
No AI trickery whatsoever.
So even though all the faces were real, people still thought some were fake.
You got it. On average, they thought 44% of the faces were fake.
Wow.
And some people were like absolutely convinced that they had spotted the AI generated ones.
That's a lot. You have to wonder if we're already so primed to see AI everywhere that we don't even trust what we see with our own eyes anymore.
Right. It's a sign of the times, for sure.
Yeah.
But what's even more interesting is how attractiveness played into people's judgments.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So for men, the more attractive they rated a face, the more likely they were to say it was real. It's like they were thinking, no way AI could create something that beautiful.
Interesting. So men equated attractiveness with authenticity.
Yeah.
Is there a reason for that?
Well, it could be tied to our evolutionary history. You know, men have always prioritized attractiveness as a sign of reproductive potential. So maybe they're subconsciously linking that to a sense of realness as well.
That makes sense. But what about women? Did they have the same reaction?
It was a bit different for women. They were more likely to see both very attractive and very unattractive faces as real.
So it's not just about being conventionally attractive for women.
Right. It seems like women are more attuned to extreme features, whether they're considered positive or negative. Those features just stand out more, and maybe that noticeability makes them seem more real.
So even at this basic level of judging what's real, men and women are seeing things differently.
Absolutely.
That's fascinating.
But this doesn't stop there, remember. The participants also rated the faces on trustworthiness and familiarity. And those factors also played a role in how they judged real versus fake, but in some unexpected ways.
Okay, so we've got men thinking attractive equals real, and women zeroing in on those standout features, whether they're gorgeous or, well, not so much.
Right.
But what about trustworthiness? Did that make a difference in whether people thought a face was real or fake?
It did have an impact, but it wasn't as straightforward as you might think.
Oh, how so?
Well, it wasn't simply that trustworthy faces were seen as more real. Instead, it was faces that were rated as very trustworthy or very untrustworthy that people felt most confident about, especially the women in the study.
So the more extreme the trustworthiness rating, the more sure people were about their real or fake judgment.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Do you think it has something to do with women being more attuned to risk? Maybe if they get a strong sense of trustworthiness or the lack of it, they just go with their gut.
That's a really interesting connection. You know, it makes a lot of sense given that research shows women are generally more sensitive to potential threats in social situations. And of course, trustworthiness is a key factor in assessing risk when we're interacting with others.
Makes sense. Now, what about familiarity? Did seeing a face that reminded them of, say, their old math teacher make people think it was more real?
Surprisingly, familiarity didn't really sway people one way or the other when it came to that initial real or fake judgment. But there was an interesting gender difference when it came to confidence levels.
Oh, I bet I can guess this one. Men were more confident overall, weren't they?
You know me too well. Yet men were much more confident about familiar faces being real and unfamiliar faces being fake. It's almost like they were going on gut instinct. Know that face real, never seen him before, must be AI.
It does seem like men in this study relied a lot on first impressions. Is there like a scientific reason for that, or are they just being guys?
Well, there's actually research suggesting that men and women process and remember faces differently. It could be that men are more likely to rely on those initial familiarity cues, while women take a bit more time to analyze the details.
So it's not just about the faces themselves. Our own brains are adding all these extra layers of interpretation based on our experiences and even our gender.
Exactly. And it gets even more complex when you factor in personality traits.
Oh.
The researchers actually looked at how things like honesty, narcissism, even paranoia might influence how people perceive the faces.
Okay, this is where things get really interesting.
Right.
What did they find? Did super suspicious people see fake faces everywhere?
Well, not quite. But they did find that people who scored high on a trait called honesty humility were actually less likely to be confident in their judgments. They were more cautious, less willing to jump to conclusions even when it came to something as simple as saying whether a face was real or not.
So the more honest and humble you are, the less sure you are about spotting a fake, kind of counterintuitive, isn't it?
It might seem that way at first.
Yeah.
But think about it. People who are genuinely honest and humble are less likely to assume they have all the answers.
Right.
They're more open to different possibilities and less concerned with being right all the time.
That's a good point. It's like they're saying, hey, I could be wrong about this. Let's keep an open mind. But what about the opposite end of the spectrum? What about those who aren't so humble? Did they think they were expert face detectors?
Now that is where it gets really fascinating. People with narcissistic tendencies, especially those who crave attention and admiration.
Okay.
Were much more likely to call a face real, and they were much more confident in their judgments, even when they were wrong.
Classic overconfidence. I guess if you think you're amazing, you probably assume you can spot a fake face a mile away too,
yeah.
But as the study shows, that's not always the case.
Right, and this study wasn't about being right or wrong.
Yeah.
It was about understanding all the hidden factors that shape how we see the world, especially as the line between real and fake becomes increasingly blurry.
And speaking of blurry lines, they also looked at people's attitudes toward AI. Did the AI enthusiasts think they had a special superpower for detecting fakes?
Well, interestingly, people's general expectations about how realistic AI could be didn't really impact their judgments. However, the more enthusiastic someone was about AI, the more confident they were in their answers.
Okay, so it's not about actual knowledge of AI. It's more like, I love AI, so I must be awesome at spotting its creations.
It seems that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, that actually ties into a broader phenomenon.
Okay.
When people are passionate about something, they tend to overestimate their own expertise,
even
if they don't have a ton of experience or knowledge to back it up.
Ah, the good old Dunning-Kruger effect. We humans are such complex creatures, aren't we?
We are indeed. And this study really highlights how our individual personalities, biases, and even our feelings about technology all contribute to our sense of what's real and what's not.
It's almost like we're each walking around with our own custom-made reality filter, isn't it?
That's a great way to put it. And as AI gets more sophisticated, those filters are going to be put to the test more and more.
So what can we do about it? How do we stay grounded in a world where it's getting harder and harder to tell what's real and what's fake?
Yeah, it is kind of unsettling to realize how much our own minds like filter what we see.
Right.
Especially now with AI generated content becoming so real looking.
Right.
I feel like we need a survival guide to avoid being tricked constantly.
I think that's a great way to think about it. And while there's no like one size fits all solution.
Right.
There are definitely things we can do to sharpen our, you know, critical thinking skills and avoid getting fooled.
Okay, I am all ears. What's step one in our reality checking toolkit?
I think the most important thing is to cultivate a healthy sense of skepticism.
Okay.
You know, don't automatically believe everything you see or hear, especially online.
Yeah.
Remember, anyone can create and share content these days.
Right.
And not everyone has good intentions.
So a little bit of trust, no one is healthy these days.
Exactly. It's not about being paranoid. Right.
But just being aware that, you know, not everything is as it seems.
Hmm.
Look for red flags like sensational headlines.
Okay.
Emotionally charged language.
Yeah.
Or lack of credible sources. If something seems too good to be true or too outrageous to be real, it probably is.
Right. That old saying still holds true. But with so much information like coming at us from all directions, how do we even know where to start?
Well, one helpful strategy is to diversify your information sources.
Okay.
So don't just rely on one website or social media platform or news outlet.
Yeah.
Exposing yourself to different perspectives can help you get a more balanced and well-rounded view of things.
Makes sense. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, as they say. But with so much out there, how do we know which sources to trust?
Right. Well, that's where critical thinking comes in.
Yeah.
You know, look for sources that have a reputation for accuracy,
fairness,
right. Fact-checking. Be wary of outlets that have a clear agenda.
Okay.
Or rely heavily on unnamed sources. And, you know, don't underestimate the value of libraries and academic journals. They might seem old school.
Yeah.
But they're still great resources for reliable information.
Good point. It's easy to forget about those with, like, instant Google searches and stuff.
Right.
But even when we're being careful about our sources, you know, it's still easy to get, like, sucked in by a really compelling story or, like, a well-crafted argument.
Sure.
Any tips for avoiding those pitfalls?
One technique I find really helpful is lateral reading.
Okay.
So instead of just reading an article or watching a video straight through,
yeah.
Open up new tabs and do some side research.
Okay.
Look up the author, the website, the claims being made. See what other credible sources have to say.
That's a great idea. It's like having your own personal fact-checking team.
Exactly.
Huh?
And it helps you break out of those echo chambers where everyone is just agreeing with each other.
Right.
And reinforces the same biases. Mm. Lateral reading forces you to confront different perspectives and evaluate the information more critically.
I love that it's so easy to just get caught up in the flow of information and accept what we see. But you're right, we need to be more proactive about questioning what we're consuming.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's important to acknowledge that we're all human.
Yeah.
We have emotions, and those emotions can sometimes cloud our judgment.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's not always easy to stay objective.
So true. How do we deal with that emotional element?
I think the key is to become aware of your own emotional triggers.
Okay.
Like what kind of content makes you feel angry or scared or super excited. Those are the times when you need to be extra careful and really apply those critical thinking skills we've been talking about.
So if I'm like scrolling through social media and I find myself getting riled up about a post, that's my cue to step back and like take a breath and do some reality checking before I hit the share button.
Exactly. And remember, it's okay to change your mind.
Mm.
We all make mistakes.
Right.
And fall for misinformation from time to time. The important thing is to be open to new information and adjust our beliefs when we're presented with credible evidence.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation. It's made me realize that navigating the digital world is not just about consuming information. It's about actively engaging with it, questioning it, and constantly like refining our own understanding of what's real and what's not.
I completely agree. And as AI technology keeps advancing, this is only going to become more important.
Right.
The line between real and fake is getting blurrier all the time.
Yeah.
So the ability to think critically and evaluate information will be one of the most valuable skills we can possess.
So to wrap things up, dear listener, here's a little challenge for you. The next time you come across something online that seems too perfect, too outrageous, or just triggers a strong emotional reaction, take a moment to pause, apply those critical thinking skills we've talked about, do your own research, and remember the truth is out there. It just might take a little digging to find it.
Well said. Keep questioning, keep learning, and keep exploring. This journey of understanding our world and ourselves is just beginning.